This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, hi, DZ.
What up, dog?
The Little Victory is, I made it for Little Victories.
I mean, we're here, we're active. Well, what else matters?
I mean, it's happening. What's your little victory today on a Wednesday?
My little victory is that I'm just going to keep notching them days the more I come in live and in person. That's 3 days in a row if you count. Yeah, sir.
And can we just acknowledge that you came in the building all by yourself today?
By myself. I did it.
I did not let you in the building. I did not hold a door for you. I didn't do a thing.
Nobody helped me. As a matter of fact, I ain't seen nobody besides you this morning yet.
Really?
I swear.
So you did everything on your own?
On my own. My wife was even like, do you want help getting inside? I was like, I got this, sir. And I did.
Aaron's like, shocker, Allie's not here yet. Do you want help?
Do you need help? I was like, nah, I'm good. Bye.
Little victories. DZ made it in. Third day in a row.
Mark it.
Woo! Let's go. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ. It's like riding a bike.
Sometimes you miss a step or a pedal, but we good.
We're good. DZ's back in the studio. Third day back in the studio since your knee surgery. Yeah. Congratulations. How you
Thank
feeling?
You. Feels good.
Yeah.
Day by day. I'm getting stronger and stronger. Today's a great day. I'm just going to say, I got water PT for the first time.
Woo! I cannot wait to hear how water PT goes because this is your first time swimming or anything since you've had this knee surgery.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm going to be submersed in any kind of water.
Oh!
I mean, I've been showering, obviously.
I was about to say, how do you shower? Do you have something that goes over your leg or what? Or can you get it wet now?
Very, very carefully. For a while, I was using a chair, and then when they said, you know, you could try stand up, I mean, I've been trying to stand up and just holding on to the walls.
Because you don't have a cast.
No.
Right? It's not, you didn't break your leg. You had a knee, you had some regenerative knee surgery where they literally put cartilage and bone back into your knee to regenerate it from a donor, from a dead person, you guys. Shout out to donors, organ donation.
Seriously.
It's a thing. And I love it. So, yeah.
I'm not in a cast.
You're not in a cast.
It's a leg brace. If you've ever seen somebody like tear an ACL, MCL, or have a knee surgery, it's the long old cast that goes thigh to ankle.
Yes. Well, you look great.
Thank you. I feel good. I don't feel great, but I feel good.
Well, it's our third day, I said, back in the studio, and I have to ignore you certain times because when you're working from home, even though I'm talking to you, I can do-do-do-do, but when you're in person, I just want to talk. I just want to talk to you.
We talk. Then we get distracted.
Wait, hold on, DZ. I actually have things to do.
Time
hold
out.
On.
And I'm like, bro, you're the one talking to me.
100% it's a fact. Like, I'll get mad at DZ, and I'm the one talking.
Like, what?
He's like, I'm not even saying anything.
Hey, yo!
And I'm like, so anyway, DZ, last night, and I'm like, stop talking to me.
I'm like, Allie, stop talking to me. Nah, but it does feel good to be back, but it is like riding a bike, man. You got to pedal.
It is. Okay, well, we're back, and after Am I the Jerk today at 7:45, you know what we've got.
I know what we've got.
We've got tickets to see Neo, and it's not just tickets to see Neo at the Wisconsin State Fair. We're on the third row today, because we're working our way up to the first row on Friday, so gave away fifth on Monday, fourth on Tuesday.
Do you see how that works? It's the countdown contest.
Oh, third row, Neo at the Wisconsin State Fair. That's going to be awesome.
Listen, you're getting closer to being sweated on by Neo. The closer, I mean, you might even be third row, might be sweat ready, if depending on how much he's spending and dancing up there.
And it's all because of you. Let's do the question of the day. Yes.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, we all want to know what's one thing every house should have to have to be considered safe. House, apartment, rental, wherever you live.
Mm-hmm.
Street, I don't care. RV, don't camper, whatever.
Shopping cart.
Whatever. One thing every house should have to be considered safe. 414-533-1037. That works for texting and calling. DZ, and you're up first, my friend.
It doesn't have to be like apocalypse ready type gear. You know, not
talking, oh, no, no.
I'm not, I mean, if you want to go there, whatever.
Well, where does your mind go when I say, tell me one thing every house should have to be considered safe?
A few places to be, actually.
What's your number one?
Well, number one, though, and we've had a lot of things happen recently that might make you think I'm going to answer differently.
What?
But a generator.
Oh, the lady in
the lady
your
walking
house.
In the house randomly? Yeah, that might make you think I'm going to answer differently.
If you guys missed this story's crazy. Go back and listen. Because not only can you listen to us on the Odyssey app, you can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and even the iHeart app, I learned. So,
Believe so.
You go. So, you can listen to us all over the place now.
We're so in demand, they want us everywhere.
Honest to God. So you can go back and listen to what happened when DZ, literally a woman, came into his house. It was the craziest, what would DZ do? It was a couple weeks ago. So it's not even a camera security system.
No,
yours is.
We got all of that. A house to be considered safe, I think you have to have a generator. And I say that because we got small kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've got things in the fridge. We've got food. We've got, you know, technology and just devices that need to be powered. We've got certain things that need to be charged that are for the boys, right? So a generator, something that you can use to either power your fridge, power a small device, power a laptop, power your you know, outlet so that you can charge your phones.
Generators are big, especially in Wisconsin with all the power outages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in one of the areas that seems to have them all the time, my neighbors finally got one.
Yep.
So every time our power goes out, I'm like, damn, because I can hear it across the street.
Gee, I don't know if you remember this, but our power went out now probably like 7 weeks ago.
Recently.
Because it was before surgery. But it was out for an overnight period of time into the next day, and I started to freak out.
I was like, weren't you transferring food when that happened?
We were about to until I went to go buy a generator. Shout out Harbor Freight.
Oh, that's right. This is how quick the show moves. I already forgot you went and got a generator.
Went and got a solar powered generator.
I totally forgot.
It's been the best investment we've ever made. We've never even used it.
Yeah.
But honestly, the fact and the peace of mind to even have that bad boy there, I think that is one thing that every household should have to be considered safe. Because say your power goes out and you live somewhere that doesn't have a generator already equipped.
Right.
You want to have a generator to at least plug in that fridge and keep your food cold.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was just going to say a fire extinguisher. I was going to keep it even more simple, which is funny because I forget where it is and I've never used it. And I'm running out screaming if there's a fire. Let's be real. I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm screaming,
pulling no
everybody
pin.
Out!
Ah!
Call the fire department!
It's Vincent!
It's Fuego!
Hace calor!
I swear to God, I'm not using that thing. I'm running the hell out.
I might try, but I'm definitely not trying hard.
I don't even know how to use it. It's been in my pantry. When have you ever used a fire extinguisher? Think about it.
I've practiced.
Really?
I've genuinely used one. Yeah, you got
to. Well, then maybe you need to come over. We should practice mine because I know how to use it.
You pull the pin and aim at the base of the fire and then sweeping motion until it's out.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello, this is Mike and Racine.
Mike and Racine. Wait a second.
Yeah,
hold on.
We're back.
Oh, we're back. I was wondering about you this week. I said to DZ, where is our professional volleyball player, Michael?
Because who?
And I went, Mike and Racine is our new regular, and he's awesome. And DZ, you haven't technically met him.
Nope.
Met him. So say hello to Mike.
I was thinking the same thing.
What up, Mike?
Every time I've called in, except one time, but towards the end, we got cut off, kind of.
Oh, yeah. See? But now this is the full, because I'm live and in person in the studio. So what up, Mike? What's going on?
Now,
well, he's actually got his own theme song, and he wanted Bieber. He's a believer. He's a believer. Yeah.
This is Mike. I remember now.
I can't find the one he wanted, but we'll play Baby for his theme song today, because he's a believer.
I love it.
Ooh.
And it's not clocking to you. He's standing on business.
Business.
He's a believer, baby.
Mike, did you by any chance hear our new coworker? Well, not new, old coworker. Brett Andrews is back. He told a Justin Bieber story on Monday. Did you hear that by any chance?
No, I didn't.
It's amazing. It's a story about when Justin Bieber came to the Wisconsin State Fair. Nobody knew who he was. They called us and said, can somebody at KISS interview Justin Bieber? And we went, who?
Huh?
And he came to the Wisconsin State Fair. He walked up to the KISS tent in the Midway. He sat down with Brett Andrews, and he was upset people didn't recognize him.
It was literally Baby Bieber at the time,
bro. Oh, my God.
Crazy story.
And we have pictures and video to prove it.
You can go back and listen on the Odyssey app if you miss it. Yeah, it was lit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. I know you love Justin. And he's got a new album out, and we can discuss that later, Mike. We're running out of time.
He appreciated that story.
A lot of people did, but Mike really did.
Right?
All right, see, one thing you need in your house to keep it safe, Mike. That's the question.
This was a tough question, but I think just one responsible, like, adult.
What?
In the house.
That's your answer.
A literal
one responsible adult.
Nah, because I'm considered.
Is that an okay answer?
That's a great answer.
We just don't know what those are.
It took us a second because neither one of us is responsible. We looked at each other like, it's not me. Is it you?
What does he want
me
us
neither,
to get?
It must be Mike.
What is a responsible
when I'm home
adult?
In the summer, I'm living with my pop. So he's a responsible adult. So.
I love that, Mike.
Pretty sure it's Aaron.
Yeah, your wife, DZ, your wife. Oh, Mike, well, it's good to hear your voice. Glad you got to finally meet DZ in the studio, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Congrats on being a new regular.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Glad I got to talk to y'all this morning.
Absolutely.
Same, man. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, y'all. Bye-bye.
Peace.
So now you got to meet Mike and Racine, one of our newest regulars who called in. A professional volleyball player, this guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's amazing. I follow him on Insta.
VB Mike.
Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in and said, I grew up with a firefighter father, and I became an EMT on the fire department when I was 19. I've still never had to use one. So she doesn't know how to use a fire extinguisher either.
Well,
remember
your dad's
I said,
a firefighter. Would you ever have to?
Exactly. You know what? All right. What's the one thing you need in your house to keep it safe?
To be considered safe. It could be anything.
One thing. All right. We said a responsible adult. We said a fire extinguisher.
Mm-hmm.
And you said...
A generator.
All right. We'll talk to you next.
But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So the question of the day is one thing every house should have to be considered safe. And even though DZ had a random stranger in his house recently who went into the wrong house.
Yeah.
He didn't pick a security system because he's already got one.
I got one.
Suckers!
I got more than one, actually. And I'm thinking about getting some more just in case.
Do you remember Orphan Boy, the guy I dated and you met on a
OB.
Double date?
OB, yeah.
I talked to him the other day because you know we're buds.
How's he been?
He's great.
We're supposed to golf next year.
We met up at Megan Thee Stallion.
What?
I met his daughter. Oh, yeah. There's a whole story.
What did I miss?
We're basically married now, even though we're just friends.
I was about to say. He's your failsafe?
Anyway, he was trying to sell me a security system the other day. That's why
send
I was
him
dying.
My way.
He goes, Allie, listen. I got a security system. I go, damn it, orphan boy, would you stop?
He's just trying to make a dollar.
So funny.
Shout out
anyway,
to him.
Anyway, he's hysterical. You made me think of that with the security system. We're talking about the one thing you should have to be considered safe in your house. So, DZ, you said a generator.
Yeah, that's smart.
I said a fire extinguisher, even though I don't even know how the hell to use one.
Hey, you better learn. It's easy. Call
honest
YouTube University.
I have no clue how to use a fire extinguisher. I know that there's one in my pantry that was left by the previous owners.
Pull point spray. That's all you gotta do.
That's all I know. But let's go to Amanda and Racine, you know? Amanda! Hey, girl.
Energized. Hey. Morning.
I know, I'm jumping up and down, ready to go.
Well, good. It's early.
In her cardigan.
Yes, girl. Amanda and Racine.
I'm in my Carhartt shirt today, but yes.
Yeehaw.
Well, how very Wisconsin of you. Okay.
Well, excuse me.
One thing every house should have to be considered safe, Amanda. What is it?
So I would say smoke alarm and working smoke alarm, because not a lot of people have working smoke alarms.
And let's talk about carbon monoxide as well.
Do those count? Can those be coupled together?
Aren't they the same now?
Technically not. They do.
You should put them together, yeah.
I think they sell duals.
They should be.
But they really should be made together. But
honest to God.
Yeah, I think that counts a two for one.
Yeah, all right.
You know, my old position, I used to work actually with provider quality, so I used to go to a bunch of assisted living facilities and check their smoke alarms and check their fire extinguishers.
Could you see Amanda?
I was on it.
Could you see her in her cardigan walking around with a notepad?
A clipboard.
A clipboard.
Yeah, looking,
a,
pen,
a pointer.
Looking at those tags.
Fake glasses. Sure.
That's not invalid regulation placing. You got to put that over by the doorway, please.
She's making things up as she goes
around. I used to do that.
That's for real. You got to put them in serious places. You can't just put the smoke and carbon monoxide detectors wherever. There's like legit places where
it
should
be.
Maybe we should have the fire department on to talk about it, DZ.
Allie, you just want firefighters in the studio.
All right, gotta go, Amanda. Love you. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I see the text
coming
in.
Tell me I'm lying.
You're right. Lisa from Germantown said, a nosy neighbor to keep watch. Jess and Tosa said, if you have weapons, make sure they're in a safe place. Okay,
that
so
part,
if you're
yes.
saying, yeah, I mean, that's yes, please, Lord.
Out of reach.
Carl and Indy said, water. Water?
I mean, think about
I guess.
High quality H2O. Don't diss on this Bobby Boucher. You got to have water to survive.
True. Becky and Cudahy even said, a dog. I mean, I guess if you have a killer dog out there, why not, I suppose?
You're just a fun companion. Like, you just want a puppy.
I guess. All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
She texted me this week and she said, I'm at Lions Days in Sussex. I'm so hot, I can't even walk home. I'm dying.
What's Lions Days? That sounds like an outdoor event.
It's like a huge festival out there we didn't even know about, DZ.
What?
Nobody's telling us these things.
Y'all be leaving us out of the extra fun stuff just because I can't walk.
Rude.
All right, Kelly, what's up?
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us, what's the one thing you got to have to make your house safe?
I don't know if it's really a safety issue, but you should have a fireproof bag or safe to hold all your documents.
I was just going to wanted you to come on and say BAG, just like that. Could you
shout
say
out
that
to
again?
The baggers.
The BAG. Right, bag.
So wait, it's a bag for valuables? I thought it was a bag, like a blanket, like a fire retardant blanket. I thought that's what she was talking about.
Never heard of
a
fireproof bag.
No, I have like, it looks like a laptop bag, but it's
fireproof.
It's fireproof and waterproof. So
cool.
You can hold all your...
The valuables.
Certificates, all of that.
I have a safe, and I'll hide the key, and then I don't remember where the hell the key is.
And then you're scrambling. It's a fire. Allie's like, oh my gosh,
I'm
where's
like,
the key? Where's
the
key?
Where's the passport? I don't know.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. Here we are again, helping the guy with so many problems. He's got his own segment.
This technically isn't about my problems, but...
Well, today it is, DZ, because today it's about you. You can call or text, because DZ needs your help. 414-533-1037. But hold on, you got to hear what the problem is. Tell us, DZ.
This
what's
is
wrong?
This is a good problem to have.
Okay.
All right, so... I've started a new partnership. Mm-hmm. I'm working with Verizon as
a
community endorser, if you will.
I'm not even getting paid to say this. I've had Verizon for 20 years. I love Verizon.
Literally,
I'm not an ad for me.
It's an ad for me.
But it's not an ad for me.
The same amount of time.
Hey, friend.
What up, dog?
Hey, Verizon,
no,
bud.
It's up and it's stuck. Literally, yeah, Verizon is live. Verizon is good, but
it's like one of those where you've either had like AT&T for 100 years or Verizon. We've had Verizon,
and Verizon is one of them where you know you've got reliable service. 100%,
which sounds like an ad, but it's not. But it's don't have issues like my friends do. Yeah.
Thank
so anyway,
you. But they got this Great Lakes division of Verizon.
Okay,
and the Great Lakes division has partnered with a few people, me being one of the lucky few, that they want to do community outreach with, community initiatives. Basically, they want to get behind, you know, passions and events and things that we want to do. So this man, it's tickling my fancy because it's basically saying, hey, we're dope and we want to help you be dope. Mm-hmm. And we want to help the things that you think are dope be doper.
So we want to give you support to help whatever you want
to do. To help the causes that you feel passionate in, right?
Okay.
So we're working on that. There's things in the works. So y'all just going to have to stick around and listen to that because I'm very excited. But along with that comes a very cool opportunity. As a Verizon ambassador,
yes,
they sent me a little swag bag, a little thank you gift.
Pop it out! Where the hell is it?
It's at home. You don't get none of it.
I don't care if you're getting paid. I want some.
Gee, in this pack, let me just tell you, I could walk into any Verizon in Milwaukee with this gear on and tell them I'm the new district manager, and they'll believe me. They gave me like 3 shirts. They gave me an official zip up.
Wait,
I got a hat.
Is this a What Should DZ Do where you're asking me if we should pretend to be Verizon employees?
No, damn.
I thought that's where you were going. I thought you were going to say, should we?
No.
Because I would.
Hear me out. I got so much swag, I don't know what to do with, right? And I'm not trying to brag. This isn't what that is.
What do you mean? Like what? Like what is it?
They hooked me up with a VIP contact at Verizon because they want to upgrade your boy.
Oh, you got an upgrade? I hate you so much.
Don't.
You know, I mean, I love you, but I can't stand you right now. You got the upgrade! Damn.
Here's where an issue
but
comes
wait
in.
Wait a second. You just got a new phone.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hold on. Wait.
I don't need an upgrade.
You just got a new phone, and then Verizon gave you an upgrade because they didn't know?
So as part of the partnership, they said, man, we want you to have a full experience so that you can be as excited as we are excited for this new partnership. So along with the swag that, mind you, includes a Verizon Stanley. You heard me.
Excuse me.
Bruh.
Lucky for you, I already have one. So I won't hit you upside the head with it because you didn't bring me the other one.
Aaron already stole it from me.
I was going to say, I knew your wife took
it.
She already got it.
She called claim, bro.
The one woman who can take things from me when you get them. Aaron.
But one thing she hasn't taken from me is the VIP experience that I could have with my VIP contact because they're like, oh, we want to upgrade you.
Yeah.
And I went, dang it, bro. I literally just got a new phone. I do not need an upgrade.
And you have the what? What version are you on
the
now?
The latest.
Is this the 18 or what is it?
The 16 Pro Max.
I still have the 13.
I got a 1 terabyte phone. I got the top of the line.
I don't
line.
Know what that means, but it sounds good.
I got the most storage.
Really?
I got the biggest phone. I got the best camera.
A terabyte sounds like dinosaurs.
Basically, I got dinosaur-sized storage.
Honestly, it's because I saw Jurassic World with my kids recently. That's why it's on the mind. But
here's my issue.
Yeah.
With this upgrade, with this experience, I don't need it. So what do I do? What do I buy?
What do you do? What should you do with the upgrade? Well, what do you need?
Realistically,
because at cell phone stores, can't you get so many things now? Can't at Verizon, you can probably get watches.
Yep.
You can get probably security cameras. It wouldn't surprise me if they have stuff like that.
I could upgrade my wife's phone.
Her
phone is busted up. She needs an upgrade. But we're also
eligible
for our own upgrade through our own our own plan.
So you don't need the upgrade Verizon gave you as extra because Aaron can already upgrade on. What version does she have?
Like the 12.
If you don't give her the upgrade, I swear to God.
I got to give it to Aaron?
Yes, because you got babies and you need good pictures.
She already got the Stanley.
So what? That's not enough. No, she's your wife.
I could get a new Xbox. Maybe I could get a watch. I could get the new VR set. Bro, we could be playing VR.
Oh, you could get the VR set with the upgrade?
I could be 100% selfish, or I could give this to my wife.
So listen, the problem is DZ has this kind of, let's just say, fun money upgrade to spend
if
with Verizon.
Will. It's not
and
my money.
It's not,
ever.
Well, it is.
They're hooking a brother up, though.
Because, you know, you're an ambassador for them, but you don't know what to do with it. And technology's fun, so I feel like, because you could probably get AirPods. You could get so many things.
And they said they are able to tailor the experience to my needs. I could upgrade the device of my choice, or I could do something different. I'm wondering if I do something different, Or if I do, you know, play nice and get my wife the new phone upgrade, even though we are already upgrade eligible through our plan.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's go to the phones. 414-533-1037. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Whippa.
You've got a theme song in here, but it's not up, so you'll be fine. All right, Adrian, good morning.
Hola, papa. Holla at us, man.
Hey, Dizzy.
What?
Happy wife, happy life.
I knew Adrian. Finally, good advice. Finally. Thank you, Adrian.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Ooh, everybody's saying you should get your wife a new phone.
I mean, that's not off the table. Do I got to use my upgrade when we already have an upgrade?
That's welcome to marriage, my friend.
Man.
DZ wants to know what to do with his Verizon upgrade.
So, Pete, I'm a new Verizon partner.
Yeah.
With the Great Lakes Division, an awesome division of Verizon that they have great community initiatives. They've got scholarships. They got, you know, helping people without access to internet get internet. They've got different initiatives. And now I have the ability to also join up and bring my passions to the area.
Yeah.
So there's things in the works, there's things in the books, but they sent me a swag bag to kick off the partnership.
But on the side, you get an upgrade on
something. Because
you're an ambassador for them, right?
But I don't need one because I've got the latest and greatest phone. I just got it before I became a Verizon partner, which is even funnier to the story. But now I'm wondering,
2 weeks later, they're like, what can we get you? And right after he got the new phone, what can we get you?
I don't know. But now the conundrum comes because we're also been paid off on my wife's phone, been ready for an upgrade on hers, and she could use it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I use this or do I keep it for myself?
All right, I see your texts and your calls. Angel is on the phone. She called at 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. And sign your name on the text. Angel,
please.
Angel and Racine are Uber driver, our Lyft driver, sorry, not Uber. Hey, Angel.
I'm actually an Uber and a Lyft driver.
Nice.
Oh, my road is getting in the car right now.
Oh, are you allowed to talk to us with them in the car or no?
I'm going to ask when they get in.
Okay. Well, anyway, what's your advice? Should he get Aaron a new phone or what?
Come on.
Get his wife a phone?
Yes.
What?
And with most plans, you can upgrade if you got an Apple.
We already have that in our plan.
Oh, you already have that in the plan.
I don't have to use my upgrade for her. She has her upgrade.
So wait, if he doesn't get the wife a new phone, and if at any time, Angel, the person gets in and it gets awkward, just hang up and we'll understand, okay? At any time, just hang up. Listen, but Angel, so let's say what else besides an upgrade? What else if he doesn't get that?
Do I get the Verizon security cam? Because that thing sounds cool.
You have 500 security cameras, DZ.
What's not? Why not 501? I could get the Quest.
Somebody said get a Google Home. That was saucy.
Ooh.
What's a Google Home? Like an Alexa?
Kinda. But more of like a security system that connects to your device.
Oh. Ooh.
And it tells you on your phone.
Yeah.
So he should get both. He should get something new and his wife should get something new. And then everybody's happy.
Oh.
And Allie should get something new, too. And then everybody's really happy.
And then
all the women in DZ's life are happy.
Oh, now Angel's getting something, too. So now everybody's getting AirPods.
Correct. Angel, you too as well.
That is not my community initiative, y'all. No.
Hey, Angel, thanks for calling. Angel said she will come get you anytime and bring you to work, DZ.
Aww.
Granted, you have to pay for
it. Wake your wife up and them kids.
Oh, so it's you on my wife's side.
Angel, I would have picked him up, too. But they're doing their family. They're having their family moments. So, and everyone's off. She's off work. Let DZ feel comfortable.
Let us thrive, okay?
And then in a week, I'll yell again, let me pick you up.
When she's over it, I'll start asking for rides.
You guys, so you'd be comfortable.
Oh, well, see, now you're selling me, Angel. Now you're selling me. We'll check back in next week.
All right, love you, Angel. Bye.
Hey, have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, too.
Sarah from Slinger texted in and said, use the upgrade on yourself. If your wife has an upgrade, let her use her own. You reap the benefits of your rewards because you share a lot already with your wife, and if she already has the same thing, then what's going to happen with hers? It's an upgrade. It's just going to sit there. Yeah, I mean, she shares with him too.
Yeah,
I got Aaron's back.
We share equally.
Yeah.
No, we are very good in partnership.
Guys are very equal couple.
Very much so.
And I don't see that a lot with couples, and I mean that as a compliment.
And from my eyes,
I don't live in your house, but from my eyes, you're a much more equilibrium, if that's a word, couple than I've seen with a lot of couples. There's usually an imbalance.
It's the understanding
like
that it's not 50-50. 50-50 all the time.
It's not.
Right?
And you guys pick up for each other. Mm-hmm. Where I see it all the time with you guys. I love it. All right. Let's go to our girl, last but not least. Where is her theme song? You can tell Allie's the pilot. Is this killing you, DZ? Is this hurting you inside when I can't find the songs?
We're vibing, bro.
Heather!
Hey.
Finally, your song finally makes sense. It's summer.
The song makes sense year-round.
Fair. It's just wishful thinking half the year.
Fair enough, fair enough. Heather, good morning in Shorewood.
Good morning.
What's your advice for DZ today?
Your wife, Erin, gave you two babies, and she's a teacher. She deserves all the VIP upgrades.
Damn, she brought up the babies.
She brought up the babies.
Like you didn't take part in it.
And the sacrifice of being a teacher, too, because that's the, that is part of their community. And
now, you know what? What are you going to come back for that one, DZ?
My wife's getting the upgrade.
Stop it. Is that for real what you're going to do? Stop it. Really?
No, to be completely honest with you, I think you guys are right. You know,
really?
my wife's phone has taken a beating.
She's got an old, you said a what? She's got a 12 or something?
I think, yeah, she's got a 12 or 13.
Come on.
But the thing is, it's also,
she needs
it's
the VIP
up.
Treatment.
She could use the VIP treatment, and she's been taking care of me and the boys through this surgery, through the last month and a half now. I think it would be a nice move. It would be a kind gesture, and, you know, it could give me some brownie points with the wife.
The wife wrote in. Let me go to the text. The wife is here, Heather. Let's hear what Erin says. She says, let's be clear. My upgrade will cost money. The upgrade through Verizon is free. Oh!
Okay, well, when you put it like that.
Sorry, DZ.
She deserves all the VIP treatment. You should also get her a spa treatment, too. Just
whoa.
You know what? Yes, and after the spa treatment, I'm thinking like a nice getaway with the girls, a trip. Maybe I'll go with her.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now the Stanley's hers, the upgrade's hers, and she gets a vacation, and I got to get her a spa day?
Yeah, you're cool with that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're good with that, right?
Yes, dear.
Guess who just called me, DZ?
Owen?
No. Are you kidding me? He's asleep. Are you kidding me? They sleep till 12 now.
True. Then I got no more guesses.
You guys, I come home from work. These kids are still asleep. Like, I don't even know this life. I'm used to your life with the 1 and a 3-year-old. Like, in my mind, that's Owen and Hudson, right?
Right, yeah.
So in my mind, I have to race home. They need me. They need lunch.
They're hungry.
A girl.
Somebody needs to be changed.
A girl.
If you don't quit lying to yourself.
I get home and I'm like, anybody up? I was like, you guys need to get up. Anyway, I digress. Welcome to me having preteens now.
You can smell the sleep in the house when you walk in.
Jeez. Well, anyway, that's not who just called me. Owen did not just call me.
So it wasn't the boys.
The doctor's office called me from yesterday.
Oh.
Dr. Baltz, shout out GI Associates.
Big ups.
Because I got a colonoscopy yesterday. Don't worry, I'm not telling you anything nasty. There's no gross part about it anymore because I got the Cadillac of cleanses before.
Whatever that means.
That's what the pharmacist said. I don't know. It takes two bottles and
instead of the big old honker?
I've done the big old jug year. I was in the hospital in my 20s. If you listen to this show for 100 years, you might remember this. I had these crazy things happen in my 20s. I was in the hospital twice where I lost tons of blood. They couldn't figure out why. I went through all these tests. I went to a hematologist, which is like a blood.
The blood doctor, yeah.
I mean, they couldn't. And so we have no idea. Hasn't happened in 12 years. It happened twice where I had to be given blood by literally donors.
Transfused, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so it was a lot. No clue why. So when I went in yesterday for my colonoscopy, it was not my first one, but I didn't really remember much about it.
Well, when you get one in your 20s, you're not really supposed to need them.
Technology changes.
As we get older, they become more prevalent.
I mean, I know that you go there for colon cancer. I know I'm in my 40s, so they want me to have one.
Good checks,
but it's really interesting when I was talking to like the doctor and the nurses about it, how preventable, and I know a lot of cancers are, but they're like, literally, this is totally preventable. You come in, if we go in the air, we look for polyps. If there's any, we take them off and you're good. And you don't have to come back for like 10 years if there's no cancer.
Early stage treatment is quite preventable.
The fact that they can just go in there and take off any of the polyps and save you from literally dying, it's so preventable if you just go in and check it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we went in, one polyp, took it off, and he's like, and we'll send it out for pathology. I'm not worried. I'm sure it's fine. But
they
and
called
then,
you.
They just called me to see how I was feeling today.
I thought they called you with results or something.
No, I get those in like 10 days, but I'm not really concerned about the results.
Yeah, yeah.
But it'll be great then if I don't have to go back for 10 years because they went in there, checked it out. Okay, got anything that could be cancerous? And everybody It's not like every year, I don't think, for everybody, unless you have GI issues.
Unless you have, an or actual you have reason cancer. Or... Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, this is my colonoscopy speech, everyone. Welcome to Allie being old.
We got the update. We're not old. Shut up.
We're not. I'm not old at all. I don't feel old.
Yeah.
In fact, it was funny. I walked in there yesterday and I turned the corner and the nurse or whoever was sitting at the desk goes, "Oh, hi." And I went, "Hi." She goes, "I heard you talking on the radio about..."
You're you.
And I go, "It's Allie." And she goes, "We didn't realize you were coming here." And I go, "But I'm here. My
Ta-da.
My doctor sent me. Hello, GI Associates. How
Get
are you?"
On the table.
Not an ad, but it should be. So
how did it go, though? How do you feel?
So great.
Yeah.
The anesthesiologist came in. He was cool. He had sleeves.
Tatted.
I go, "What up?"
What
he's
up,
like,
doc?
He's like, "Ah." He's like, "We're going to go back there. I'm going to give you propofol or whatever. You're going to have a nice little nap. You're going to be up 5 to 10 minutes later. It was easy."
Yeah.
I mean, my friend came and got me, but I was fine an hour later.
Did you feel like you could have driven? Because remember Aaron said that?
Yeah, but I wouldn't have because I was...
There's no need.
You think you're okay, but you're still under the influence of anesthesia. It's local, you know? So you're still under the influence. So she came and picked me up. I posted stories where I was high as a kite. You might have seen them on Facebook or Insta or Snap, whatever.
Wherever.
But I was having a good old time yesterday. Yeah. And now I'm back and everything's good.
You ate. You feel good.
DZ.
Yeah.
I ate.
You ate.
We went to Olive Garden, and I ate.
Where are my breadsticks at?
Sorry, the boys ate them. Are you kidding me?
Come on!
The boys were embarrassing me how much they asked for breadsticks. I was embarrassed.
Well, good. That's the point to go to Olive Garden, to ask for so many breadsticks that you become embarrassing.
Fair enough. All right, well, thanks for listening to my colonoscopy update, everybody.
Thanks for giving it.
Butt stuff. Hashtag butt stuff.
No hashtag. No hashtag.
Get checked. It's a real thing,
hashtag
everybody.
Get checked.
Get checked.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this has to do with ride shares, specifically Lyft, because, you know, I was in Ubers all weekend, DZ. I know you've been at home recovering.
Yeah.
But Allie's been out in the summer life.
Out.
Sorry. I'm not trying to rub it in. You did?
Yeah. From PT.
Oh.
The boys were napping, and I was like, "Don't worry about it.
If you don't call me next time, I'm going to kick your ass."
I am 5 minutes away from home at PT.
And so am I. And so am I. I'll come home to you and Aaron.
I'll come home.
I'll see you guys. It's fine. I'll come home to the kids. TT Allie, come in!
It was a shorter wait and a shorter ride to just be like, "Oh, an Uber's right around the corner."
Okay,
whatever,
fine.
But yeah.
Next time, call me or I'm going to kick your butt.
I got you.
Okay, so this guy wants to know if he's a jerk for canceling the ride because his rider was streaming. Hear him out.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Yeah. It says, "Allie and DZ, I'm a Lyft driver and drive all over the Milwaukee area and suburbs. I got a call yesterday to pick up someone in Tulsa. When I got there, it was a guy who looked early 20s. But I obviously can't confirm actual age. He was outside when I arrived, which is great because time is money. I pulled up and he was on his phone, so I gave him a minute until I realized he was recording himself, to which I gave him another minute. And then I said something to him, to which his response was, 'I have a 5-minute grace period.'"
Hey, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. But he says, "So that triggered me and I left and he left me a bad review."
Oh,
yikes.
You dipped on the ride.
Ooh, am I the jerk for leaving the guy who was streaming on the side of the road making me wait?
I mean...
Okay, so the guy's like on Facebook Live or Twitch or something. He's on some streaming. He's on Instagram Live. He's on something.
TikTok Live, whatever.
We don't know what.
But he's streaming. He's streaming.
He's streaming.
He's out here just talking to the world. Maybe that's how he makes money, though, bro. A lot of these kids are getting paid off these streams.
Dude, if social media pays, you have to have a following.
You have to have a following.
If you have a following, okay, kid, you're not making any money.
Got to have a niche market. You can't just be streaming to your four friends.
It pays, and so, but yeah. I don't know what this guy's following is.
See, but the thing is, you're also waiting on a ride share. My man's is right. Well, what was his name? He said time is money.
We'll give him an anonymous name, the driver. Time is money. His name is Time is Money Travis.
Time is Money Travis.
Time is Money Travis.
Time is Money Travis is 100% right. He's going, "Hey, man, get in the car. You know, I'm missing out on money because you taking forever."
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize, oh, this man's just recording a TikTok or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to get a little bothered. But you also
I
agree.
I would be too, but they have the 5-minute grace period.
There's that 5-minute grace period for a reason.
Saturday was it, which a Friday night is when I went out. I went downtown and I Ubered down there, obviously, because I knew I was going to be drinking at my friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I had my notifications off for Uber for some reason. And the driver was outside.
He's trying to ping you.
And he was trying to call me. And I saw him out there. And I came out, I think I asked him to arrive at 2:10 p.m.,
yeah.
right? Because I wanted to be downtown by 2:30. And so he was out there. I went out at 2:10. He had been there a while.
A minute.
And he's like, I tried to call him, like, oh, my bad. So, but to me, it was like, I scheduled the ride for 2:10. So to me, even though you're there
you
at 2:04, I'm not coming out. I scheduled you 2:10. For 2:10.
So,
I'm just saying, like, but this is not, this. I don't know if this was scheduled.
When you schedule it, it's different. I do agree. When you schedule
it. Making them wait's rude, too. I felt bad.
Right. I think the grace period really applies for, like, I'm getting out of the house. I'm still walking downstairs, right? Oh, I'm living in an apartment. I'm standing in front of you looking at your car.
Oh, like they make that to give you some grace, not to be obnoxious about it.
Not to go, I'm going to stand here until 4:59. Right?
That's a jerk move. You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That being said, though.
Ooh, that is a jerk move.
The grace period stands for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And these streamers will sometimes do this clickbait content stuff where they're like, triggered my Uber driver, huh? Mm-hmm. Right? So what if it was something like that? What if you missed a bag? Because they probably would have gotten in the car, kept streaming.
Right.
You know, haha, it was a prank, man. Here's a tip. Here's $500 or something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're a little too quick to snap.
Ashley in Oak Creek said, in all caps, don't order the ride if you ain't ready. But like I said,
true.
You can schedule them. I scheduled it because I knew I wanted to be downtown for a party and Harley Davidson was having their homecoming. I didn't want to deal with any Uber issues when I ordered mine.
Mm-hmm.
Santino texted in the best at 414-533-1037. He said, call him Tim. Time is money. T-I-M.
I ain't gonna lie.
Tim. Did you have that thought?
I had time is money, Tim, but I didn't have the connection of time is money,
Tim. That it stood for it, yeah.
Then you said Travis. I was like, oh, yeah, that works too.
Jennifer and Racine said, not the jerk. It's disrespectful to stand outside and say that it's one thing if you're in the house, but he was not. Ooh, you're going jerk?
I think I'm going jerk.
Really?
Yeah. You sign up for a ride share.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think you have to concede a little bit of your self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that triggered. You're driving somebody around. You're arguably a chauffeur. Though it's a ride share and though it's on your own time and on your own prowess, you still agree to that ride.
True.
Give them the 5 minutes, then dip.
Okay. All right. 414-533-1037.
You still get paid for that if you let them if you cancel it after the grace period, they get charged, you get paid.
Wait, you get paid?
You get paid because they get charged.
Somebody said the driver gets paid to wait. Jerk. Ooh.
That's what I'm leaning on.
All right. I cannot wait to see which way everybody's going. So he left the person who hired him. He's a Lyft driver. Tim. Time is money, Tim. Not Travis. Tim.
Tim.
And he wants to know if he's a jerk for canceling the ride because the rider was streaming right in front of him and wouldn't get off the phone.
Oh. I'd be bothered too, but I'd also wait.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So to recap, am I the jerk? It's a Lyft driver who wants to know if they're the jerk. Time is money, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to know if he's the jerk for canceling the ride because the guy he was picking up was streaming on the street, right?
Not getting in the car. And when he said something, when the driver said something, Tim, the guy said, oh, well, I've got a 5-minute grace period, my boy.
Okay, well, that's what you think.
That's what you think, skirt.
All right, should we go to, let's start with, is this Jamie in Hartford? Hi, Jamie. Jamie? Oh, no, wait, wrong one. Hold on. Is this Jamie in Hartford?
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie or is this Leanne?
This is Jamie.
It
what
is.
Up, Jamie?
I found you. Welcome to Allie being the pilot. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
That
you got
part.
Me?
You're on Am I the Jerk, though. Good morning.
Hi. How are you? And you have your Addison in the car with you, your kid. How are you guys?
Yep. Good. How are you?
Well, we're great. Now
trying to work it out.
I figured out what I'm doing. Is Tim the jerk for canceling the ride because his rider was streaming?
Not at all.
Really?
Ooh, go on.
I feel like that the passenger screams entitlement and yeah, you got a 5-minute grace period, but that's like if you're running behind or, you know, doing something. It's not to just blatantly be disrespectful and think that your time is more valuable than theirs.
I hear that, though. I do hear that. And yeah. a lot of these young cats that haven't had the lived experience that the work world gives you, mm-hmm. when they do get to make a little quick cash on the stream, they do get this entitled wave of, you got to wait for me.
Well, it's so easy for when you're making money online, it feels easy, right?
It's passive income. Yeah, you're really totally. Not doing much. So, of course, you're going to make the Uber driver wait. You're getting paid either way. Well, they're not. Well,
Jamie says not the jerk, but guess who's on the phone next? An actual Lyft driver.
Uh-oh, Jamie.
So, Jamie, I'm going to let you go and see what they say. Thanks for calling, though.
Bye, Addison.
Bye, Addison.
Bye.
Aw, oh, what a cutie. All right, now I'm going to pull up Leanne in Sussex. The correct line now. Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good. You're an actual, you said you do Lyft on the side and Uber on the side, so you've got an opinion on this, girl.
So I did Lyft and Uber both on the side pre-COVID, and now currently I just do Uber. So
okay. Oh, so you're still driving.
Where... The previous caller was talking about the entitlement aspect, but coming as a driver, you're getting paid to wait.
Boom. See, now this is why we needed a driver to call in. This is fantastic, Leanne.
You're getting paid for that wait regardless. So if you wait that whole 5 minutes, you could still be getting paid your $5-$10 that you had to wait.
Well, and hold on, Leanne. If you wait longer, do you get paid still more or what? How does that work?
Yeah, and then after the 5 minutes, you have the option of canceling the ride. So you still get paid for that 5 minutes you waited.
Does it charge the rider more?
Yeah. Because Leanne, is this correct? It still charges them because then they technically get a negative rating. Your rating is protected because you waited your 5 minutes and now you can skirt off.
And then you as the driver can leave a negative review for them. That rider. Depending on your tier, you could potentially even make it where you don't have to worry about picking them up anymore.
So you get them suspended or something rather than you get suspended or fired.
Off Tim directed to you.
Tim was actually.
I've had riders get taken off from Uber for the way they've acted.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, Tim got in his feelings then, the driver. And Tim got irritated and triggered, like he said in the submission, because he was mad he was waiting for a guy streaming on the street instead of the guy getting in the car.
He could have waited 2 more minutes and won the battle.
And he could have just won. Right. He could have just gotten paid the
and
whole time. Paid. It's stupid.
Okay, and you still know canceled.
In the nicest way possible.
Yep. Well, now I'm going your way. Now I'm going with Jerk, Leanne. You brought me all the way around.
It took Leanne. I said the same thing.
Yeah, well, you're not an Uber driver. Sorry.
I'm not Leanne. It don't count.
Correct. Leanne, thank you for talking some sense into me. I love you. Goodbye.
Love you.
Hey, if you had those points, DZ, you might have brought me around, but you didn't bring up any of those.
Her having the lived experience of the Lyft experience, it brings value for
sure. It absolutely does. All right, so now we're split down the middle, and I don't know which way it's going to go. Julie in Oak Creek's up. Julie, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. All right, Julie, you're the tiebreaker, and I don't know which way you were going to go, but did you hear the Lyft Uber driver we just talked to, Leanne?
I did.
She's like,
And?
Did it change your opinion at
we're
all?
Split. What do you think?
It did not at all. I agree with Jamie. Not the jerk.
The rider
was being entitled AF.
Entitled Ally Faith.
Oh, come on.
That's not what AF means, but you know. But you know what AF means.
Yeah, you know. It means both, anyway. So, listen, I can't believe you're keeping... You're going to say...
Even knowing that had Tim waited the 5 minutes, he would have been paid. Wow. He would have been protected. You're still thinking, nope, you're the driver. You made that sacrifice. Nope. You ain't going to sacrifice your peace of mind and you ain't going to sacrifice your respect.
Y'all
not the jerk.
Y'all, I can't believe this. Julie, I can't believe you're going to say not the jerk. Unbelievable.
Not the jerk.
Wow. Okay.
Not the jerk.
Standing on business. I guess I got to respect.
I would have done the same thing. Regardless of whether I would have gotten a bad rating and, you know, didn't get whatever pay, because in the long run, he's having to sit there, and how many rides could he have accepted that may have been more money?
Maybe. Yeah. Somebody said Uber drivers have the right to refuse service to anybody as long as it's not race discrimination discriminatory. That would make sense.
Most things should be.
Like any business. Like, as long as you're not being racist, that would be nice. Thank you.
That checks out.
Thanks for that.
Dang. No,
I'm being sarcastic, obviously.
Y'all
it's like
got
a given.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Wow.
All right, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks a lot.
I can't
have a great day.
Bye.
I can't, you too, bye.
I can't believe the person who's actually the driver gave the input and nobody, and everyone's still like, no.
With full context.
No, not the jerk.
Look, I know I said he was the jerk for leaving. I didn't think y'all were going to say he was the jerk.
I didn't either. What is wrong with these people?
Not the jerk. Excuse me. Like, I think he made the wrong move. That's just me.
Somebody said, I wish I could have gotten on that ride because yesterday in Milwaukee, this man literally had the back window open and it sounded like a freaking helicopter when I had the air on. Am I the jerk that I let it go for a while and then told him to stop?
Yes, you're the jerk for letting it go that long.
There's nothing worse than having a back window open and nothing else.
The helicopter sound?
My kids do that and I can't breathe. It's like,
I got sensitive ears too, so that stuff be hurting, bro.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Hate that sound. Okay. It's not the jerk.
I feel bad.
I feel wrong.
I'm sorry,
that.
Tim.
Sorry, Tim. That's what it is. All right. Let's give away third row Neo tickets. How does that sound?
3, 2, 1. It's the countdown contest.
Every day this week, we're giving you tickets to see Neo at the Wisconsin State Fair. He's coming in August. We're going to be there and we're hooking you up. Today's third row. And then by Friday, we get to first row.
Probably smell Neo from the third row. I don't know if you get sweated on yet.
And
well, you can smell him.
One of those shows, I have more friends hitting me up for this show because you forget how many songs he has. Like this one, Closer. 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see Neo, third row. Is that your favorite song, DZ by Neo?
It is.
He's going to do it. He's going to do it at the show
at
the Wisconsin State Fair because Neo's coming, you guys. And he's going to be at the fair, August 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
It's only a couple weeks away.
Is that the Bank 5-9?
Ooh, we're giving away tickets to the third row today, and then we're working our way up second row tomorrow, first row on Friday. Tiffany's in Racine this morning. Hey, Tiffany.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Just dropped the babies off at my mother-in-law's house, and now I got to go teach summer school.
Oh, I thought you had a free day. Now you got to go to work.
I mean, we can relate to dropping at the in-laws. That's some good time right there.
I guess we can relate to going to work afterwards, too.
Swing by Starbucks if you want to get some alone time.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Well, the good news is, Tiffany, you just won tickets to go see Neo, and not only are you going, you're going to be in the third row, girlfriend.
Let's go.
Wow.
Woo.
She said, wow.
Have you ever been in the third row at a concert?
No.
Well,
today's your day, girl.
That part.
Today's your day. You're going to see Neo, so you have a great time. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Okay.
Have fun teaching summer school, if that's possible.
I guess. It's summer school. It's got to be
it's
more fun than regular. Yeah, it's got to be more fun than regular school.
I guess so. All right, Tiffany, have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I was just giving a speech last night to my children about how we need to spend more time outside in the summer. This is so funny, DZ. We're at dinner at Olive Garden, obviously, because I was starving after my procedure yesterday.
Finally being able to eat.
So we go to Olive Garden, and I'm talking to them. I'm giving this grand speech at dinner last night. Boys, Owen and Hudson, you're 11 and 13. You got to get outside more. That's killing your brain. I sound like an old person. I'm like, but really?
But it really does. I know we sound old, but really, though.
It really affects your brain. You need some fresh air. You need all these things. And I look over and Hudson's scrolling on his phone. I go, oh, hell.
He said, sure.
This didn't work. This did not work. It did not go well.
He said, let me Google what outdoors is.
Unbelievable. So rude. So that's how my summer's going. So shout out to everyone teaching summer school, like Tiffany. DZ, next I'm going to tell you exactly about the person who showed up at my house uninvited and decided to stay a while.
You had somebody pull up to your house unannounced? What's up with people coming over unannounced?
I don't know.
Did they let themselves in?
Uh-huh.
They let themselves?
Multiple times, and I have had it. So I'll tell you who it is next.
Why are we standing here right now?
I don't need a visitor. I didn't ask for a visitor. I don't know why you're coming to my house. Leave me alone. I'll tell you who it is next. I need help. Let me scroll here until I find... Oh, 137 comments. There it is. 103.7 Kiss FM. I wasn't kidding, DC.
Yeah.
When I said I had a visitor who showed up at my house uninvited and scared me, it was quite a day this past weekend. Because, DZ, I know you're not big on Facebook.
No.
You're an Instagram guy.
Barely.
And maybe Snap. But
nope. I don't have no more Snap.
Never mind. Just Instagram then.
Yep.
Soy Me DZ if you want to follow him. I put this up on Facebook because I feel like Facebook is a different audience than Instagram.
Yeah.
And even though I post mostly the same stuff, the deer saga is a Facebook saga. It's not an Instagram saga in my mind.
You don't think so?
No, I got this deer that has been giving birth in my yard for years, and now I've become attached, and we have like a thing where I think we're friends, and it's like single moms unite, and I'm having talks with them.
Right.
So the baby she had last year, never saw it again. This year she had one. And I put it all up. People were fascinated with how cute this baby couldn't even walk.
Baby deers are adorable.
So cute, right? And so I asked people, now that she's back again, the baby came and spent all day at my house on, what is today? I don't know what day it is. One day this week I got up. It must have been Sunday. The entire day, the deer laid in my backyard. I went outside. It looked at me. I looked at it. I went back in.
It looked at me.
100%.
And I looked at it.
Like the deer got up, saw me, looked me in the eye, and went and sat right back down. I thought, oh, we're comfortable.
Oh, she just checked in when she was like, you good over there?
But as soon as Owen and Hudson came out to go on the swing set and get on the swings, my 11 and 13-year-old, she ran.
Oh, she did.
She got so scared as soon as she saw them swinging. She didn't like it.
Well, makes sense.
But I asked everyone to name her, and the responses are hysterical. Because
so you got a new friend.
It's the baby, and it just keeps showing up and sleeping in my yard, fine, because I have a broken fence.
So they could access and get in.
It can hide in the back, and nobody sees it. Smart. Genius.
Very much so.
Genius. So somebody wrote that I should name this deer LaFonda, because it's a fawn. I almost fell over, dude.
That's good.
42 people laughed at that on Facebook.
LaFonda's a good one. Oh.
Isn't LaFonda great? I feel like I'm having a relationship with these deer and they don't have names.
I was going to say, who needs a puppy or a pet when you got a deer in the yard, bro?
Some of them I can't read online because they're really inappropriate.
What?
Like, I don't know. Can I read that second one down? I don't know if I can, if I spelled it maybe. I'm not reading that one.
No.
It's something dough.
Not that one. Not
something
that one.
Dough. I'm not reading that on the air.
Somebody, it ain't got nothing to do with pickles.
No. Somebody said I should just name it Felicia so I can be like, bye, Felicia.
No, it's got to be a creative name and not something goofy like Bambi.
But our listeners are so good at giving names to things. Like, look what they do with Am I the Jerk? They're hysterical.
Does the deer seem smart?
Very. I mean, trust me. Maybe it's not, actually.
Yeah, call it Dopey.
Forget you. I can't stand you. Dopey.
Get it? Because it's a dope. But it's a Dopey.
Somebody said, name it Bambi. No, that's so cliche, you guys.
You're not just here naming it generic. Bambi.
It's so generic. Georgia, since we don't know the gender. I mean, what am I going to name this thing? Name it Allie or DZ, somebody said. No.
I don't think there's a better name than LaFonda right now.
Goldie Fawn? Come on, you guys. This is all the things. People were putting that I should name it Bella, which really, I said, uh-uh.
No, you had a dog named Bella already.
And that's why they were saying it, but I was like, no, too soon. Bella died a couple years ago. We're not naming it Bella.
Yeah.
So no. I'm sorry, you guys. That's her own name. Paula, Rosie, Glinda, or Jeannie? Nugget, put some water out for her. No, I'm not feeding the deer, you guys. I will watch it come to my yard, but I am not interacting with it and with that far. I'm not going there with nature. No.
No.
You think I should feed the deer?
I would have.
Really?
By now, I would have. I would have become Brother Nature out there, and I would have been trying to get carrots out of my hand.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. 414-533-1037. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Carl and Indy.
Carl! Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Carl and Indy, good morning. Listening on the Odyssey app. Carl, you've been following the deer saga that I have in my yard, yeah?
Yes, I have.
I don't know why they think I'm Snow White, but I'm not. No, thank you. Anyway,
maybe.
What do I name this thing? LaFonda? I mean, LaFonda is hysterical because Napoleon Dynamite, obviously, is where I go in my mind. Is that where you go?
No.
Maybe you should name a deer Giannis.
Why?
Because it's a deer.
Because it's a deer.
In the Bucks?
It's not big enough to be Giannis. The big one should be Giannis, not the baby.
Well, then name it Pointer.
Okay.
That's Bango's cousin.
Bango's cousin is Pointer.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Herds mascot, his name is Pointer. That's
no kidding.
The G League affiliate to the Bucks.
And they play in, what, Green Bay?
Yeah, like
Oshkosh. I actually did know that. That's actually cool. And you can go watch those games.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you, Carl. But no, not it.
No problem.
Or.
What?
Or
what?
Carl, what do you think about this? What if we go just Christmas theme and name it like Rudolph?
Well, that's too cliche as well.
Forget you, Carl.
Sorry, Carl.
Bye.
I love you. I didn't want to hang up on him, but you
right
gave
now.
Me that energy that said, hang up on him. So I said, bye,
I
Carl.
I would have.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
goodbye.
He's right.
All right, the phones are ringing.
Cliche.
You guys are cracking me up right now. 414-533-1037. I got this deer, Dawn the Fawn. People are texting in now. If you don't go give LaFonda a carrot and some water, shaking my head.
The Bronze Fawn.
Stop it.
The bronze fawn.
Genius. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, Weber.
Ah, buenos dias. So I was just telling you, DZ, about the uninvited visitor in my yard now for the second summer in a row. And this deer apparently lives with me now. Just shows up, walks around, looks me dead in the eye like, I know you're not going to shoot me, so I'm going to hang out. And I'm like, you're right, I'm not. In fact, enjoy your stay.
Yeah, I hate to say it's not uninvited, but you definitely invited him now.
If you need new towels, don't call, because I don't have toiletries for you. I'm sorry, okay?
There is no lifeguard at this pool. Swim at your own risk.
There's no front desk, honey. So I have it, and people were writing on my Facebook to name it La Fonda, which was hysterical to me. Hysterical. But we're going to let everybody else name this deer, too. What did you say, DZ? It should be Pointer?
I said either Pointer, because obviously, you know, you say it's a female deer.
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
People make all these things. They say these things on social media like they know. I don't know. I can't.
I couldn't tell
you. I have no idea if it's a guy or a girl, and I'm not getting close enough to find out.
Yeah, I know the ones with antlers, those are the males because they're bucks.
The ones with the big, not even clicking for me in my mind.
As far as what I've been told, but okay. I
think
said
it's a girl.
You should name it the bronze fawn instead of the bronze fawns. Get it? The bronze fawn.
It's a good one. I like it, but no.
What?
Let's go to, I got Jenny in Caledonia this morning. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Help me name this deer that has taken over my yard. Come on.
Hey, I'm the worst person. I would name it like venison or like ground steak.
This is why I shouldn't have brought this
we
on the air.
We weren't ready.
I knew our listeners were going to be savage with this. I knew it. That's why I had to bring it on the air.
You guys are
no, don't. It's hysterical.
So call it sausage because I'm going to be eating.
I mean, as a meat eater, how can I not laugh at that? I don't eat deer,
we have a chicken named Chicky Minaj. We got Nugget.
You have a chicken named what?
Chicky Minaj.
Chicky Minaj.
And Nugget, because it's a chicken
and
nugget.
Cluck Norris.
So much.
Cluck Norris.
Cluck Norris? You're kidding me
now.
Cluck
Norris, and then we got Keeter.
You might have to name him Venison.
That is so dirty, you guys.
Venny?
And then we feed a wild turkey, and his name is Mr.
Name it Vinny, because it's like a play on words. Vinny, but it's venison. Vinny.
Oh, venison. But then it implies that I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, that's and exactly
Vinny
right.
Vinny rhymes with Jenny. I got to go with that.
She got to go with that.
All right, Jenny, thanks for calling with your sick
Thank
mind.
You.
Bye.
She said venison.
Venison.
I said, what do I name the deer in my yard? And the first thing that comes out of your mouth is ground meat?
Listen, when you got a chicken at home named Chicky Minaj, venison is the only
one. I'm scared for the next people. Fine. I got this deer in my yard, uninvited, but I'm letting it stay because what the hell? Single moms unite. Hey, Bella and Kenosha.
Wepa.
Wepa, wepa.
Girl, what should I name this deer? Please. Help.
Definitely not Bella.
Oh, yeah, Bella. Can you believe everybody was saying that? I'm like, no, that was my dog's name.
No, it's your dog's
Rest
name.
In peace.
It's my name, but come on. Definitely your dog's name.
Not
so.
Bella. No. What should
Already
I name?
Already taken. Mm-hmm. I love La Fonda is good. I really like that. But I was thinking Dame.
Like Dame?
If it's a girl, like Dame
or Dame?
Like Dame. Dame, D-A-M-E,
oh,
like Dame Lillard.
Like my boyfriend who just left town because I stalked him too much and he decided to leave the Bucks because of it. He said, I can't handle this girl on the radio. She's driving me crazy.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So that's a little shout out there. But like a girl's called a Dame. So it could be, you know, universal or whatever that word is. Like
my Damey?
Now I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't play for the Bucks anymore, so no, sorry.
It's a quadruple entendre. But Allie said, no, my boyfriend's gone.
Yeah. I like thinking about him, but no thanks. Okay.
Goldie Fawn.
Goldie Fawn is funny. That one is funny.
I like where you went when you said game, because it's kind of a funny name is game.
It's game.
Oh, I didn't even think about
that. That's why when you said Dame, I thought you said game at first, as in hunting. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's where my mind went. That's another one.
Somebody texted in, we should name it Deirdre. That's hysterical.
Deirdre.
Oh, whoever said name it Jerky, get off my line.
Get off
what
the line.
What is wrong with you? All right, Bella, we have to go to Tony and Racine's a lunatic.
Okay. Hi, Tony and Racine. He's a loony.
Yeah, he is. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Speaking of, like I said, total lunatic, but he's the mascot man. He literally dresses up as a mascot.
He's literally going to be at my house because we're
going to be at Sammy's? Jamie's birthday party.
We've got the man contracted.
Yes. I can't believe somebody hired him. Oh, I should turn him on. Hi, Tony.
Dang. You leave me on mute?
Yeah, it's actually...
Welcome, Tony. He's not talking, though.
We literally trash talk with him. Like, what up, dog?
And I have him on hold the whole time.
Nah, he's a dope dude, man, for real.
Tony, we secretly love you. But anyway, what should I name this deer? Seriously.
All right. I'm not good with names because I always call everything FAFO.
FAFO. FAFO. Why?
Mess around for something. Mess around and find out.
Because if you start feeding it, yeah. I'm just saying, because if you start feeding it, you're going to find out. If you mess with it, if you start inviting it over, you're going to mess around and find out.
You're going to feed around and find out.
Tony, I don't even do anything other than say, hi, how are you today? And the thing thinks
see,
we're
you get too close. One day you're going to get too close and find out.
All that eye contact.
Are you kidding me? She's going to, like, attack me? Because I'm crazy. You know, look at these nails. You know, look how long they are right now, DZ. They need to get done. That's how I will rip her eyes out. If this doe wants to go, we can go.
Bye, Tony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, DZ. People are still texting in their names for the deer that has decided to live in my yard, but I think I'm going with Deirdre.
Deirdre? I like Deirdre. It's
Deirdre's
funny.
Really, really funny. So I'm just going to say that, and I'll let you know if I change it or not. DZ, there are a lot of things. Oh, wait. Can I give a shout out, by the way? You know I hate shout outs.
Can I give a shout out?
No. I want to do it first.
No, I want to do it. No, I want to get a shout out.
Real?
happy birthday!
Okay, wait, you guys, the backstory is this is one of DZ's like best friends. So yeah. He says to me, oh, it's Ree's birthday, which is Target Angelo in Brookfield. We love Target Angelo, your friend Angelo.
It's his wife.
It's his wife. So I always hear
ICU
you talk about
Nurse Ree.
Angelo and Ree, the Target and the ICU nurse. So you go, it's Ree's birthday. So then I come on the air and act like she's my best friend.
So wait, I got a shout out.
Shout out, Ree, happy birthday!
Shout out to homie Rhiannon Hernandez.
No, happy birthday for real. I wasn't trying to steal your thunder.
No, you know I don't care, bro. That's the family, man, for real. And really, like, that's family to us, right?
You said you got to go to Chill on the Hill last night
in Bayview.
Which I swear I'm getting out this year for one of those.
Yeah, okay.
I am coming to Chill on the Hill this year.
You said that last year.
It's Bayview's, like, what, Tuesday night concert outside?
Yeah, it's over at Humble Park.
Yeah,
Chill
coming.
On the Hill is literally the place to be in Bayview on a Tuesday night.
I get around the city, and if I haven't been to something, I'm going because I want to know about it.
That's my pull up. So you got to pull up.
I'm coming to Chill on the Hill.
We got to kick yesterday, but you know, yeah. Shout out, Risa. If you see her, she's at work today. She normally works third shift.
Well, they made
overnight.
Her work on her birthday, like
they,
us.
They made her work on her birthday.
Unbelievable.
So if you see her in the ICU, say happy birthday, Rhiannon.
Welcome to being a grown up.
Mm-hmm. For real though,
got to work on your birthday. It's nonsense.
That part.
Unbelievable. No, but yesterday you and I were talking about how people have these weird loves and hates. Like my sister is a Penny, isn't a perfect example, the one in California. My big sister Penny hates tomatoes. I mean hates. Like if we get a salad, like at Olive Garden.
No tomatoes.
Or take my tomatoes, Allison. She'll always give me her tomatoes and I'll gladly take them.
Burger, no tomatoes.
No tomatoes. But then this girl wants to pull up and order marinara sauce and eat pizza. And I'm like, you like tomatoes.
Let me guess, she likes ketchup too.
She loves ketchup.
Oh, well, huh.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't like tomatoes? You love tomatoes.
So you love tomatoes.
Owen and Hudson, you may have this with your children. I know you get your kids to eat a lot of different food because you're Colombian, so you do it right. Man, Hudson loves cheeseburgers, but if you show him a piece of cheese on its own, he'll scream.
How?
I don't like cheese.
How? No, you love cheese.
All you eat is cheeseburgers, my guy. All you eat is cheeseburgers.
Do you need it melted?
Seriously, people are so dumb sometimes, and I know I'm talking about my own child, but like, come on.
Nah,
you know what I'm talking about?
We have friends that don't necessarily like cheese, but they will tear some cheese curds up.
Like, make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
They're like, I don't like cheese.
At the same time.
No, you're selective. Are you one of these? Oh, here we go. What, DZ?
Okay. Well, hear me out. And ironically enough, this happened yesterday because at Chill on the Hill, we had taco dip that Ree had made.
Nice.
It had olives on it, though.
You know, I don't like olives.
Jinx. Infinity jinx. Yes.
That's the only way to get Allie to shut up is to jinx her infinity.
Neither of us likes olives.
Yeah.
I will tear some olive oil up.
You don't like black or green?
I hate any olives.
Black
I don't
or
care.
Nasty.
Black,
I'll get
green.
Down with green.
Olives are reject grapes.
Just black olives.
Olives are reject
grapes. Just black olives. I get down with everything else.
All olives are reject grapes. And I'll say it again, and I'm standing on business.
Stop it.
Yes.
No.
Yes. It is the red-headed, homeless cousin of the grape. That is what the olive is. But I will tear olive oil up.
But you say you hate olives.
I hate olives.
Same, I guess. Because I'm the same.
Olive oil goes on everything.
Olive oil is phenomenal. Although I have been using avocado oil on everything now. Thank you very much. But either way, you get the vibe.
You get the vibe.
So you say you hate olives, but you love olive oil. This is what we're talking about. My sister hates tomatoes, but she loves ketchup. 414-533-1037. That works to call or text. Please sign your name.
It's not just food, too.
What do you mean?
Oh, because you know that.
What else would it be?
Everybody has the friend that hates flying, but is always on a trip.
Oh, I don't know those people because I would call them out. I'd be like, what do you mean you hate flying? You know somebody that hates flying and they're always traveling?
I know more than one person that hates flying but is always on a plane.
What's that about? Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
And they say I hate flying?
But they love traveling.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. It does not.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Likes and dislikes that don't make any sense in our mind.
It's the same thing. It's just in a different form.
Or call in and defend yourself if you're one of these people. Because somebody said ketchup and marinara sauce have huge amounts of sugar. Yeah.
Doesn't change nothing. It still tastes like tomatoes.
Yeah. I mean, it's all in the same family. Seriously.
You can't say you hate tomatoes and love ketchup. That doesn't count.
It doesn't work for me. Not at all. Okay. All right. Oh, the phones are ringing. Oh, geez. Here we go. I'm scared. But what the hell? Why not? Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Amanda and Waukesha.
Amanda and Waukesha. Wait, you have
theme song, Amanda?
Theme song, Amanda.
Oh, I see you. Is it Return of the Mac?
Return of the Mac.
Oh, girl.
I'm still around, y'all.
We didn't forget about you.
Waukesha's alive and well, everybody. All right, Amanda, you hear us talking about these loves and hates that don't make any sense. Girl, talk to
us. I've got a great one.
Well, then let's hear it.
I've got two kids. They are 10 and 8.
Oh, I can relate. Go on.
They will tear up some French fries. They'll tear up some tater tots. They don't like potatoes.
How, Sway? You better not put a baked potato in front of him. Ew.
Do you understand? I just taught Hudson how to eat baked potatoes, and he was like, I don't like it. And I go, you love French fries. You're going to love baked potatoes. And now he loves them, but he didn't get it.
He's telling me. They think mashed potatoes are the weirdest thing ever. And I'm like, you stick a French fry in your mouth and you mash it up.
Yes! It's the same thing.
I can so relate to that them saying they don't like mashed potatoes or potatoes and they won't even try it. Do you know what I couldn't get Hudson to try last night?
What?
Fettuccine Alfredo sauce.
Really?
I go, do you know this is going to change your life?
My boy, you're missing so many opportunities.
Just lick the spoon. Just lick a little Alfredo. Just lick it.
Lick a little Alfredo.
It's like butter. He's like, no. I'm so mad. Okay, well, I'm getting off topic now.
Don't eat potatoes.
Nope. All right. Thanks for calling, Amanda. Have a good day.
No problem, guys.
Bye.
You too.
Much love. That's perfect.
That was a good one because I can relate with the kids, too. I don't like potatoes, but they sure will eat every French fry in sight.
If it's skinny and deep fried, yum. If it's diced and grilled, ew.
Oh, here's a perfect one somebody texted in. Love avocados, hate guac.
You don't make sense as a human
weirdo.
Being.
Weirdo. We're talking to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. So we were just talking about likes and dislikes that don't make any sense.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about. Like,
hate olives. Love olive oil.
You weirdo. That's fine. My sister hates tomatoes, loves ketchup.
That's a lot of people, though. You'd be surprised.
So many people are that way.
Why'd somebody say that they hate fish but love sushi? Huh?
What? That doesn't make any... That is fish. Huh? You don't hate fish. You're making things up. Somebody
said hate guac and love avocados.
Alyssa texted, and you can text or call 414-533-1037. She said, I love cherries, but I hate cherry-flavored anything. Okay, Alyssa, again, doesn't make any sense.
I feel that.
Really?
I do feel that. Hear me out. For me, it's apples.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like apples. Favorite pie is apple pie.
You don't like apples?
Don't care for them.
Never met anyone on the planet that doesn't like apples. What's with you?
I'm not going out of my way to eat an apple. I don't
even a Honeycrisp?
Don't care.
Oh, it's so good.
No apple, no Granny Smith. Nothing moves the needle and makes me go, ooh, apples.
I pay for overpriced apples because I want the Honeycrisp. They're $6 a bag. They're overpriced, but they're damn good. Okay? I'm just saying.
I won't eat an apple. I'll eat an entire apple pie.
That's so weird. Who texted in? Stacy from Racine said, hello, Allie and DZ. I hate bananas, but I love banana bread. My son loves guacamole, but he's not like avocado.
See?
You weirdos.
We out here.
I don't understand.
Well, we all love a clean house, but nobody likes to clean.
Nope, not at all. Kat and Franklin texted in, my daughter will eat jelly or peanut butter separately on bread, but she says she hates peanut butter and jelly sandwiches together.
What is that?
That's the best combination on the planet. I'm so sorry for you, Kat, that you have not trained your daughter. I'm so sorry you failed at parenting.
You failed at your child.
How did your child not like peanut butter and jelly?
It's okay.
It's not. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Stop
what
being
happened,
mean,
Kat?
Bro.
No, I'm teasing her. Kat, you know I'm kidding. Kat's like, well, that's the last time I text into this damn show.
Kat,
Screw them.
We keep it real, Kat.
Screw them, man. What else did people text in? Oh, Lay from Walworth, I'm assuming. L-E-Y. Lay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Said, I eat only my sister's guacamole, but I don't eat avocado. I love apples, but no pies. They're the opposite of you.
Yeah.
What the opposite. Heck? My hubby hates melted cheese and refuses to eat lasagna, but will eat pizza. Kathy from West Bend.
That does not make sense.
Kathy, can I tell you, I hate lasagna too. People don't know this about me, which seems strange.
You don't like lasagna?
No, but it's because of the ricotta.
Oh.
So I'm guessing her husband doesn't like ricotta. And if they could just figure out the one ingredient that, because lasagna is so good when you just make it different. I mean, I'll eat all kinds.
I love lasagna.
It's good.
I love ricotta. You know what I'm saying? You're missing me on this entire conversation
now. Oh my God. Carl and Indy, stop it. He texted in, I like the Bucks, but I do not like deer on the road. Stop it!
Well,
Carl! What the hell? I'm sorry. I think I misheard you, DC.
No, you heard me right.
I don't think you. I think I need to clean out my ears.
No, you heard me right. No. I'll repeat it if you need me to.
No, actually, please don't. 103.7 Kiss FM. Actually, please do, because our listeners are going to be appalled at what DZ just told me off the air. What the? We're talking about gifts.
Yeah, well, we were talking about gifts, and yeah. I was like, oh, give dog. I gotta tell you this.
What?
I recently saw this couple online, and I don't know these people whatsoever.
Okay.
But it was this couple, a man and a wife, uh-huh. right? Husband and wife, and they had gotten rings for each other.
Okay.
Made custom.
Out of? They melted down like a grandma's ring or something.
Yeah. No.
That's what I thought you were going to say when you started this, by the way.
They made custom rings using each other's body hair.
Private part hair. Yeah. Let's just say private part, because I'm going to be... That for some reason that word
you the know hair pe- down there
you know how people don't like the word moist yeah. I don't like the P word, I don't know why.
They use the hair down there,
you know. Yeah, what I'm talking yeah. about. I don't want to say that. I don't know why it gives me the ick when I say it with hair. I don't know why.
I just the other day saw this couple that made rings for each other with each other's hair down there.
They basically went and shopping at the bushes at the house in the front yard
and then put it all in a little baggie and sent it off to some guy that makes custom rings
that's
for people.
Disgusting. They put each other's hair in a ring.
In a ring.
And they put the disgust... Oh, my God.
I suggested it to Erin, and she was also not down.
You just... You what? Suggested that to your wife?
It's a loving gesture.
DZ,
whatever.
You were trying to be funny. I don't believe you do it in a second.
The finished product looks pretty cool, but it got me thinking of all the random, crazy gifts that
and,
people have.
By the way, it tells too much, because you're going to know how someone sports it down there, depending on how much hair is in the room. Is it going to be... What if it's empty? He'd have an empty one. I'd be like, I don't have anything to give you. Thanks, Ideal Image.
I hadn't thought that far into it, because then I just started thinking of other gifts.
Thanks, laser hair removal. Bro. Oh my God, sorry. All I could think was, what if there's nothing to put in it, man?
Fair. I guess you gotta look for something else. But there's options. For example, have you ever seen anybody make jewelry out of, like, their baby teeth or their kids' baby teeth?
No, but it's funny because Hudson lost a tooth. He's 11 now. He lost one of the last ones. I'm like, I don't need this. He kept trying to give me his teeth. I'm like, I don't want this.
I don't want it.
They use their kids' teeth?
Well, my parents saved all of my baby teeth.
Really?
Yeah, and then some people will make jewelry, will make earrings, will make rings.
Wait, they save. Where are the baby teeth now?
My mom has them in, like, some container, probably, or she really? Tried to give them to me, and I was like, I don't really need
yeah,
these.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I'm saying. It's we like, the parents do, but then the kids, like, no thanks.
My wife actually had a very interesting gift made.
What?
Have you ever heard of a breast milk ring?
No.
Mm-hmm. You send breast milk off.
Uh-huh.
They crystallize it and turn it into a stone, basically.
Okay.
And then they put it into a set. Throw it onto a ring.
No kidding.
Send it back to you. Yeah, my wife has a ring made out
she
of her own breast milk.
She wanted it made out
milk.
Of her own breast milk.
And
interesting.
There's story behind it. You know, she had some trouble with breastfeeding, with, you know, milk production, mm-hmm. and with the
she's
two
not
babies.
Alone, yeah, boy,
she, and
yeah.
she's not alone, which is yeah. why this is actually a popular thing, because mm-hmm. it kind of forever's the journey that you had, right? You don't yeah. breastfeed forever.
No.
But you got that breast milk ring forever.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, it meant something to her.
It meant something, right? And it was mm-hmm. part of the journey, and it's a nice healthy reminder of, you know, the hard work and the dedication and all
sure.
that. Now
breastfeeding is hard.
Getting a ring with somebody's hair down there, it's a little different of an
disgusting.
Endeavor. But there is some crazy gifts out here in the world. The unconventional gift that isn't just, oh, hey, I got you this cool pair of earrings from Claire's.
Right. Okay, well, 414-533-1037. You can call or text and talk about the interesting gifts, because I don't know if they're going to top that, DZ. And now I've just told everyone way too much information.
I think we told way too much information.
Whatever. What do I care? It's nothing new. All right, we're talking to you about your interesting gift ideas. Thanks for the horrible idea of the ring, though, DZ. Thank you for that. We'll talk to you next. Y'all are nasty.
Yeah, we played the wrong song in between that conversation.
But I kind of enjoy it. 103.7, Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We sure did, man, because I'm reading these and you guys are disgusting on the text, let me tell you. People are texting in. We're talking about weird gifts because you saw something online where partners basically put their body hair in a, what, ring?
In a ring. What, and what's wild
and it's
is...
it's private hair, you guys. It's yeah.
It's historical. What's even crazier is this isn't a new thing. People in the Victorian era have been literally plucking the hair down there and giving it to their devoted partner and being
what?
Like, keep this hair as a token of my devotion to you. And
then he grabs it and went, thanks. And then
and she was like, well, here, bloop.
here's one of mine.
It's disgusting. That is so gross, dude. Somebody texted in and said, people also make jewelry out of, let's just say fluid that men have.
Bodily fluid that men have.
Bodily and I'm fluid. Just grossed out by that. Like, do not give me a jewelry with any of that.
That's the ultimate sign of devotion right there.
It's like I need it for a child or not at all.
That's a different kind of ring.
No, thank you. Okay? And then somebody texted and they said they definitely have that kind of jewelry. I can't say how they named it. They said it showed up in my video once. So the fact that this is a thing. And then who are the people that have to make this stuff? So think about this. You're the Etsy person. Think about this.
Is 100% Etsy.
This is disgusting. You're the Etsy person, you get an order from somebody. Like, if that was me, I'm gonna keep it real.
You've got people's DNA that you're totally making jewelry out of.
This is so unethical, but I'm gonna keep it real.
What?
I'm gonna put up an ad and be like, I will make these for you. And then if people send them, I'm just gonna put fake hair in them and they're never gonna know.
And what why are you gathering people's
fluids? Because I don't wanna touch it. Because I'll just throw it away and not tell them. And they'll be like, yo, this is my partner's hair. I'll be like, no, it ain't.
Chill out.
That's Smokey's hair, my dog.
Do you remember Megan Fox and MGK? They are probably the most perfect, like, grandstanding, central.
They're like the epitome of nasty gifts couples give each other, because didn't they do something with blood?
And they're the most famous example you can give somebody too, because that's exactly what they did. They walked around wearing each other's blood in jewelry. Come on, dog. People do the wildest things when you're in love.
And they found it romantic.
I mean, a little bit.
No, that doesn't make you like soulmates because you have someone's blood on you. That's gross.
It's like,
dude.
You know, if I were to get my wife one of these rings.
It just makes you not freaked out by blood. That's all it makes you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
If I were to get my wife one of these rings, she'd always be carrying a piece of me.
or she'd be carrying a piece of Smokey's blood.
It's either me or Smokey, whatever.
The dog, DZ, I'm just saying. Anyway, thanks for sharing your nasty gifts, you sicko.
Should I buy one for my wife or not?
No!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.